so I'll try out on you. Switch to the old banjo, you don't mind, do you? There's really nothing you can do about it now. What's the, why are heat-seeking missiles and banjo solos alike? What do they have in common? By the time you hear it, it's already too late. I say, come from up the river, come up from Wheeling. Floated down here today from Wheeling. Actually, no, I didn't. I drove from Nashville. I'd like to do that. I'd like to float down here from Wheeling sometime. Maybe with something underneath me, like a raft. But, I come from up the river there. And, of course, that's West Virginia. You know all about that. That's where they invented the toothbrush. A lot of people ask why I know that, and I said, well, anywhere else they would call it the teeth brush. I think it was a banjo player from West Virginia invented the toothbrush. I'm gonna do a little banjo tune for you. Mark Twain traveled up and down this river, I'm sure, too, a little bit, and he said a definition of a gentleman is somebody who can play the banjo and does not do it. I'm the opposite. I'm gonna try to play it, and I'm not gonna keep it the case. Anyway, it's called Red Dog in the Morning.